Your Mountain Rock Q94 AC/DC, Dirty Deeds, and They're Done Dirt Cheap. Hey, your 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. You know, they're having a huge back-to-school sale that's going on. They got all kinds of goodies marked way down. Be sure you like them on their Facebook page. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Pretty comfortable outside. We're 73 over here. That's not too bad, not too hot. We got a little overcast sky. Good morning.
Yeah, it is. And it's going to warm up, too.
Yeah, it will. By 2, 3 o'clock, it's going to be in the 90s. But right now, it's good.
Well, and, you know, we've got some pretty good thunderstorms that have rolled through, kind of in the northern portion of the listening area. They rolled through northern Texas County and northern Shannon County. Your part of the world, northern Arkansas, is in pretty good shape, but just in the northern portion of our listening area, there's quite a bit of rain and thunderstorms. There's a few scattered little showers, but that's showing up. But, you know, just a little bit east of Kabul, a little southeast of Houston, Missouri, Willow Springs, some maybe. It's pretty light if it's even hitting the ground, but yeah. Other than that, it all looks good. And, well, you know, our fishing report, have you been seeing very many fisher people?
Oh, yeah. Last weekend was good. I was surprised how many people came out. And early morning and late night, just like it was last week, some really nice-looking crappie. People that went out earlier in the morning at first light and were out there. No real limits to speak of, but some really good size 12, 13, 14-inch slabs of crappie. And they've been a little bit deeper, and it's also been a mix of live bait and some sort of different colors, like just salt and pepper has been a really good color. But, guys have had real good luck. They've got, you know, they get two or three here, and then they got to go and get, they've had to work for it a little bit, but they got some nice slabs.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's, you know, this time of year, they make you work for it a little bit.
The water temperature is getting, the lake's in great shape, lake level-wise. I mean, it's absolutely perfect. The water clarity is great. Other than the water temperature being, you know, in the mid-80s, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the largemouth and the Kentuckys and smallmouth?
I am so surprised for being in the first week of August, the fish I have seen. Oh, my gosh. And it's awesome. They're biting on everything. I've had guys been using some plastic worms, some that have done really, really well, some 10-inch red worms. Really well. Then we got guys throwing all kinds of stuff. Guys in the evening throwing like a dark spinner bait, a June bug color. So it's crazy. It's all over the place.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I seen my first June bug of the year yesterday.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of weird. You know, normally you see them ever. I see my first one yesterday, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
in August.
Yeah, in August. Isn't that crazy? Now, what about the catfish?
Catfish, I've had, last weekend I had guys out there jugging, and I think they did okay. They were disappointed, but you put out 20, 25 jugs, and you get three or four catfish. Excuse me. I think that's pretty darn good. You know, they want to get 8, 10, you know, and they want to get half. I think if you get 25%, that's doing pretty good for jugging. But, they're nothing huge, but really good, nice, edible fish. They look really good. And they did that Saturday morning and Sunday morning. They were here a couple nights. And they did that both mornings, so that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the stripers and, you know, the whitefish hybrids and whites.
The whitefish still surfacing here and there. If you're in the right spot at the right time, you can get some nice topwater action on the whites. A lot of guys are in trolling for them across the lake and still doing really well. And the only guys I've talked to on the stripers and hybrids have been the guides, and they're still hitting them. They're still, take a look at some of the pictures. They're still knocking them out. Look at Bobby Barnes. He's got a picture, got pictures up there almost every day when he's out there, and he's still doing really well with them. So, yeah, that's still going on.
And, of course, you know, our bluegill. You seen any? Is anybody, you know, bragging or showing you any big old chubby bluegill?
It was a dad, and I'm pretty sure it was a grandson. They went out, and they came back and showed me, because they came up and got a couple containers of red worms, red wigglers. And they had a good, probably half of a five-gallon bucket full of some nice bluegill. Some were small, but there were some good hand-sized ones in there. I'd say little boy was maybe eight-ish in that area there, but he was smiling ear to ear. He had a blast. He absolutely had a blast, and that's what it's all about. It's so much fun.
Oh, absolutely. You bet. There's nothing better. Well, this weekend, it is going to warm up, but as far as the weather's concerned, you know, we're looking at Saturday. We got some today, tonight, tomorrow night. We've got some opportunities of showers and thunderstorms. Temperature's going to be right up around 90. Saturday, sunny at 91. Sunday, sunny 92. Monday and Tuesday, sunny in 93. Wednesday, sunny 91. So we're going to jump right back into the heat. But, it's time to go head out there and do a little fishing. But keep an eye on the weather. You don't want to get caught out on the lake when it blows up a big old thunderstorm.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, we could use a little bit of rain, and it's good. It gets a lot of stuff off the banks into the lake. Sometimes the fish get more active when that happens. I know for sure the catfish do. But yeah, you got to be careful when you're out there. Watch the weather. Be prepared and stuff, and then be prepared to take cover someplace.
Right on.
Pop up really fast.
Yep. Well, hey Gary, for folks that would like to know more about the Bayou Resort or just visit, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page, great way to drop us a line on there, leave a comment on there, take a look at some pictures, let us know what you're thinking, and as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And I just love it when people just stop in and say, hey, and that, and have a cold one or a cup of coffee or whatever, and shoot the breeze about fishing or anything.
Absolutely. It's always a good time. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we will visit with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Have a good, happy Thursday.
Right on. It is a morning adventure on a thirsty Thursday. That was Gary Ferracci with the Bayou Resort. We got more rock and roll coming at you, and the weather forecast is on the way.